Go figure.
And we're loving it.
I am loving it. I love, love, love the community support that we've received. Everybody that has come up to us has just said, we're so excited for you.
Yeah, yeah. People are figuring it out. We have more submissions than ever.
We have, and we're super excited. We're going to be getting a website launched.
Yes! We
actually
bought our website because we want to make this a place everybody can just go really quickly and not have to listen to us, even though we love that you do watch us and support us. But the website will launch. That'll be an exciting thing that comes in the future. But for now, we should talk about, like, firstly, what we did this weekend.
I will be honest. I had a very busy week.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a lot of FOMO.
I didn't see you much.
We didn't see each other much. It was just a really busy week, and it's okay. Sometimes that happens.
It's crunch time, man. School's back in. Everybody's on their schedules. I know my family's exhausted, and we're getting back to figuring out what we can and can't do, right? So that's what we're doing. So I think most of Brookings was with me on Friday evening at SDSU Stadium.
I saw pictures, and I saw all of the fans supporting everybody.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, it was a tough loss, but it was the first game, and I think they'll move forward.
Dude, the magic part is, I don't know if you follow the Brookings football on Facebook or the Bobcat Backers, but the photos of the crowds and the themed outfits. Yeah. And, you know, it's been like 2 years, guys. So
I just think it's fantastic.
So we gave out. Guess how many burgers I fed people on Friday night with the Backers?
250.
350!
Ooh, I was close.
Man, we ran out right before time was up, but Cubbies donated all that, and we served it. And it was really just, it really filled my heart with love for Brookings and for the community to come out and be so supportive of the first game in.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do it more and more, but that was what I did. My exciting weekend was Friday Night Lights. But let's just dive into the week, because we have more than ever to talk about.
Well, wait, let me share my dad joke this
week. Oh, that's right. I got to do my dad joke.
Okay. Why do golfers take an extra pair of socks with them while golfing?
I have no idea.
Just in case they get a hole in one.
Ba-dum-boom. I'll have to use that at work.
Super corny.
All day. I'll say that at work.
Totally.
You guys can use it too. Share the dad joke if you have one. Put it in the comments, and Emily might or might not use it.
Maybe. So
we're always looking for it. My husband gives me like 10 dad jokes a week now, by the way, because you do that. And I'm always like, don't need it.
Okay, I love that.
So this week, exciting newer stuff is darts. League darts, man. We haven't had that here before,
no.
I don't think.
Well,
so
I
have
don't know.
We? Maybe it's Skinner's. But this one's at the Lanes, and it is a new club. So if you are into darts at the Lanes, you can call 553-1712, and that the contact is Nate. They actually reached out and gave us all this info.
That's awesome.
You know,
I used to be on a dart league.
I'm not surprised. I mean,
I played soft tip and steel tip darts.
Oh, I'm so impressed in a very not... way, love your face. And then to raise awareness on a problem in lots of communities is an opioid public health crisis forum at the Brookings Library. It is free, and that is on Tuesday at 6:30. So you can find more info on that on Facebook.
That sounds wonderful. Kim, I want you to talk a little bit about the Optimist Respect the Law for Breakfast that's going to take place at the American Legion on Tuesday.
Yes, that is really cool. I have gone to several Optimist Club meetings. They are a fantastic entity in Brookings. If you do not know more about the Optimist Club or how to join, it's optimist.org. But they do fantastic stuff. They support our kids. They serve the concessions at the games. I don't know if a lot of people knew that. But they're having a breakfast this Tuesday, which is tomorrow. Right? Yes. 7 a.m. bright and early. And it is catered by Valley Restaurant, which is amazing.
Oh, they do have good breakfast out there.
So more info on that. It's at the American Legion at 7 a.m. tomorrow. It's free for members and $10 for not. And then if you are a member of the law, you do eat for free. So they're just supporting local law enforcement and raising awareness and stuff. So head to optimist.org for that, or Sally at 651-3648.
Yeah, Tuesday, 7 a.m.
I love that.
So let's talk a little bit about Wednesday and everything taking place on Wednesday here.
There's a lot.
Of course, we have adult bingo.
That's also at the Lanes.
Always at the Lanes.
And that is not for kids.
Not for kids.
That's adult bingo.
1 Million Cups takes place, 9 a.m.
Yep.
Sharp, Hillcrest Park, as long as the weather permits. Tuesday trivia, of course, at Wooden Legs.
Bingo. We're calling bingo.
We are calling bingo.
This is our bingo week. So Wednesday, 7 p.m. Yeah. So, and then the thing I'm kind of excited about, school's back in. Thanks for the submission, SDSU. We have a little PDF there.
Yes.
When we have a website, we'll link it. But Jack, you guys have probably seen this on social media. He's touring Brookings in a car. So you're encouraged to come out Wednesday, 6 p.m. The route is online and on Facebook as well as an event. But he is going to drive past so that you can cheer him on. Website for that, onedayforstate.org. It is a fundraiser, but the kiddos are just... We're trying to get them out to support Jack and SDSU and One Day for State. So that's one of the exciting things SDSU has this week as a back-to-school celebration.
Let me tell you about another one.
Yes.
All right. Yellow and Blue Block Party, which is also One Day for State.
I know.
That's taking place September the 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. on Alumni Green there, which is, I think, right by the Campanile there on campus.
I think so.
Just kind of down in there. So. Another thing to help support SDSU, which is huge in our community. They support us. Let's support them.
And my favorite word on this document is food truck. I'm a foodie. So Wednesday, look at Jack in the parade route car. And then Thursday, free SDSU ice cream, food trucks, pep rally, SDSU athlete autographs. Like, it's all free and just support SDSU. So I love that. More info on both of those are on Facebook.
Did you know that SDSU swears that they came up with cookies and cream ice cream?
I do know that. Yes. I'm not going to debunk it.
Because I'm not going to debunk it.
I'm going to give it to them. And it's
all there.
It's free on Thursday. So
you should support
that. And the dairy bar is open. I saw people eating there. Okay, so I do want to talk about really quickly opportunity to join the Cub Scouts, actually, for boys and girls. Pioneer Park on Thursday evening at 6:30. P.M.
I always forget the scouts now include the females and the males.
Yeah, all inclusive.
Everybody.
And so if you're looking to do that, 6:30 p.m. at Pioneer Park would be your chance to sign up for that local branch of the Cub Scouts.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then soccer games are out of town in Brandon Valley this Thursday.
Soccer games are out of town.
They did win last week. I did do that. And that was a really great win against Watertown. So that was fun.
And Jacks have their season opener at Colorado this Friday.
Ooh, that's
at 7 p.m. I think if you go to gojacks.com, they probably have your viewing options of how to get that game. Or just hop in the car and go.
I mean, it's just Colorado.
Go tailgate.
Like,
be sure to
Denver?
Tag the FOMO show so we can see what y'all are up to.
You can go to Denver for the night. That'd be fun. And then the women, the Jacks women are playing volleyball that day.
Lots of volleyball. They have a doubleheader, I think, on Friday, 11 a.m. and 7.
And then Friday... we will once again be calling bingo.
That's
super fun at VFW, 7 p.m. Yep.
We have the farmer's market on Saturday, which is ongoing downtown. Mm-hmm. And the charity poker run at 7 a.m. or 10 a.m. on Saturday for the DAV.
And that's at Swift Hill.
Also
so you can find more info on SwiftHillCenter.com. For that is going to be exciting. It's one of the few big events this weekend going on. And actually, I don't think we'll be here next Monday because...
No, it's a holiday.
Let's talk about Labor Day!
Woo! What are we doing for Labor Day,
three-day weekend. I think I'm going to go out of town. But here, there's lots of stuff to do. You know, Labor Day is a quintessential lake weekend for me.
It has been for me, too.
So the weather looks beautiful. So even if you're not in the water, get out, watch the sunset. I mean, you'll probably
be at the lake.
I mean, it's just a fun family time. Throw some bags. But because of Labor Day, we will not be here next Monday.
We will not,
which
means...
So we want to talk about a few things that are going to happen after that.
Absolutely.
So get your calendars out, FOMO Nation. This is when you kind of mark what you want to do. Or hit us up for more info on.
So one of the things is Jack's Bash is taking place.
That's fun.
That who's going to be there?
Zach Brown Band
is going to be there.
Oh, I'm excited.
I think there still are a few limited tickets available available online for that.
And that is at Dana Dyke House. I think you can find that on Facebook as an event. Reach out to us. Hit me with the little comment and I can get you more info. And then September 12th is kind of a special day.
Grandparents Day at Teed
Off. Grandparents Day.
Is that the real Grandparents Day?
It is the real Grandparents Day.
The 12th. Mm-hmm. So
okay. If you're a grandparent, look for like some promotions to come your way, because I've heard a lot of people are offering freebies and BOGOs and kind of gifties to the grandparents. So look for that. Teed Off is having a special that day. So teedoffgolfbrookings.com for that. And then do tell them about Disrupt HR changing their day.
Yes, yes. A friend of mine who is in charge of Disrupt HR for Brookings, she did reach out to me, and she did indicate that they are actually going to be pushing HR back, or Disrupt HR back, to September 30th, just to help hopefully flatten this curve of the new COVID that's coming through. That was the message that I received. So
I appreciate that.
I would look for that on September the 30th now at 4:30 p.m.
And we'll talk more about that.
Yeah,
but again, thank you for reaching out to us, whether you see us at Hy-Vee or
message us on Facebook or text us or
and
whatever it takes.
Like, you know, just to wrap up again, we are trying to be better every time. We are not IT experts, but we have purchased a domain for our website, FOMOshow605.com. And we do want to bring more and more to you guys here in Brookings. Best way to reach us on the Brookings Radio website, BrookingsRadio.com.
Of course.
Our cute little logo that Chuck Bennis did is on there. And you click it and you could submit. This is how we're getting all of these submissions. There's a nice little form you fill out.
That's right.
You can attach
Kim
a flyer.
Kim is holding up a paper for those
I'm holding
listening.
Up a paper.
So you guys can see that.
So BrookingsRadio.com is still the best way to reach us.
Absolutely.
Or
is.
Facebook, follow the FOMO show, follow Brookings Radio.
Like and share, friends.
Like and share, comment.
Like and friends.
Thank you again, and have a fantastic Labor Day week.
Happy FOMOing.
Happy FOMO Nation.
Happy FOMO Nation.
See you soon.
See ya. Bye. Oh, what's going on? What's going on?